In the studio with me now, we've got John Brandler from Brandler Gallery. He's one of the sponsors of Phoenix FM. Morning, John.
Good morning to you.
How are you today?
Cold.
It's a bit chilly out there this
it's
morning.
It's damp cold. It's not.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
If you're thinking about going out, put on an extra layer for your journey, because it's that nasty damp.
It's that,
it's
horrible.
It's not so cold.
No,
it's
not.
Dampness.
Yeah, it's just.
You know, I'm just showing my age.
Oh, no, you're not showing your age at all,
I've
John.
Got a neon sign over the top says 102.
No, not at all. Not at all. That's over my head. So, John, you're the local art specialist. Look at that. Did you like that?
I like that.
You like that?
Very good. That's very good. I'm the local art specialist.
You are exceptionally good. We noticed on the news that somebody's cap has been sold for, how much was it?
£500,000 for a cricket cap. Which is ridiculous, because if you want a ball, just go and get it. Why run up and down and get it? But anyway, £500,000, and the money's going to Australia. To help the fire victims.
See, that's fantastic, I think. And you're doing something similar at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, but not for that sort of money. What we're doing is anybody that buys anything in the gallery for the next during January or February, we're giving 15% of the total to an animal sanctuary in just outside Adelaide. Everybody that is horrified by what's going on.
Yeah, totally, totally. It's terrible.
At least a billion creatures have died already. Yesterday in the paper, they are going to cull camels.
Right.
Because there's too many camels. The camels are going into the towns, causing damage, things like that.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So the knock-on effect will last for 100 years.
Yeah, yeah.
At least. It is such a vast disaster.
Mm.
It's difficult for us to get our heads around it. So
yeah.
I gave up, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, right, okay, we've been to Adelaide. We like Adelaide. And there's an animal sanctuary there. So we, as I say, 15% of anything I sell, we will give to the animal sanctuary in Adelaide. And the nicest thing was that I contacted them and said, this is what we're going to do. Sent them some money, first of all, as a donation. Then I said, this is what we're going to do. And he said, thank you so much. And it's amazing and blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's not amazing because I don't know how much I'm sending you. It might only be 50.
Yes,
right. You don't know. He said, no, just getting a pat on the back from somebody halfway around the world. Just letting us know that there are people out there thinking about us.
Oh, the world's thinking about them at the moment.
Yeah, but the world's not telling them.
Mm.
That's the thing. You know, they are. It is such a devastating thing to them.
Yeah.
They don't. It's not registering with them that the rest of the world is actually considering them and thinking about them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've tried to focus in on one little bit that my clients can help me and do a little bit of good with.
Yeah, yeah.
They can get some nice art, but they can feel nice about it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've cuddled a koala, and my other half says you couldn't see where my beard started and the koala stopped, you know, and things like, you know. They are strange creatures, but there was an amazing...
They're lovely, though, cuddly.
They're lovely,
very
they're cuddly. Smelly, but cuddly. And, but, you know, we were talking about Zen and things. Are they smelly if they're in the forest where nobody can smell them?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But the point is that, you know, we have created this situation. You know, humans have created the situation.
Hmm.
And basically, the animals of Australia are being killed. So the only way I can help them is to sell some art and give them the money.
Yeah.
It's very simple. But the art world at the moment is in flux. There was it shows how, I don't know whether it's clever marketing or stupid people or both, but this guy who taped a banana to a wall in Florida.
I heard about this.
And it's you're buying a piece of conceptual art. So you're not buying the banana, you're not buying the gaffer tape. I can sell you some gaffer tape if you like. It's the idea that you've taped a banana to the wall, and not only did two... ridiculously stupid individuals buy them for $120,000 each.
Is that what he was selling it for?
That's what the gallery sold them for. $120,000 for a banana taped to your wall. First of all, can you imagine your friends? You've got a banana taped to your wall and your friends walk in your door and they say, what the...
In a frame?
No, not even in a frame. You don't even get a frame.
Don't even get a frame.
You get a piece of gaffer tape and you get a banana. And, there you are. You're living in this £20 million or £200 million mansion in Malibu. And you've got banana tape to your wall. And people are going to think, how stupid are you? How gullible are you? Now, I don't blame the artist for doing it. I blame the gallery for telling their clients this is a piece of art.
But surely art...
I blame the museum who has bought. There's a museum that is publicly funded.
No,
they
really?
They bought one of these for really? 120. That's £100,000, basically, give or take.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
but I would love to be there when there's one, when somebody walks in the room.
It's the Emperor's New Clothes all over again, isn't it?
It's not even... It's worse than that. And somebody's going to say, wow, look at... I've forgotten the artist's name. Look at my Fred Bloggs. And you go, it's a banana. Yeah. It's a Fred Bloggs. It's a banana with a bit of gaffer tape.
That was shocking. But surely art is in the perception of the person looking at it.
Art is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I get that. Right. So's a con trick.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah.
I was brought up where you looked at art and you looked at the... I mean, I'm not an artist. I'm purely a picture dealer.
Yeah.
You know, I pick them up, I put them down in your back of your car or in your house.
Yeah.
I pick them up, I put them down. Right. I judge what I consider to be good. I judge what I consider is going to be... in more in demand or more valuable in 5 or 10 years' time. So I started dealing in Banksy's in 2003 when they were a couple of hundred quid.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I've got a track record of doing it. A banana?
Yeah.
How do you get over that? You
know, Fife's is worth a fortune.
Fife's is worth a billions, you know. Let's all go out and buy shares in Fife's, you know. It was very clever marketing. I've got that. That's a different concept.
Isn't it just a stunt, though, a media stunt?
No, because this artist actually believes it's art.
Really?
The artist actually believes it's art.
I'd love to see an interview of him. I'll go have a look on YouTube.
There must be one somewhere. But he actually believes it's art. The gallery sold it as art. So they must think it's art, or they must think they've got a lot of gullible clients. I want people to have art on their walls that they enjoy. I do want it to stimulate conversation, even if it's, what the hell's that? I don't like it.
I'd love to see how copyright would answer this. Can you just sellotape a banana to your own wall now?
You can gaffer tape it to your own wall, because he used gaffer tape because it's stronger than sellotape.
All right,
which is branding. You're not allowed to use the word... There are other tapes of... Right? But that's probably going to be an art installation next week somewhere.
Yeah.
The point is, it's not... What he was saying is, it's not the banana... which is rotting, and of course you can replace it as often as you like.
Yeah.
So it's not the banana, it's not the gaffer tape. It's almost like, was it that Peter Sellers sketch where he was a road sweeper and he's had the same broom for 20 years?
Del Boy. Del Boy, Falls and Horses, wasn't it?
I've had the same boom for 20 years. Yeah. It's had 8 new handles and 7 new heads.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
It's the same concept.
Yeah.
But is it art or is it pure marketing?
This is just clever marketing.
But to sell 2 of them or 3 of them, that is phenomenal.
That's a bonus,
that
isn't
makes it? Sachi and Sachi look like amateurs.
Yeah, it was a bonus, that was. But 2 or 3 of them.
Much better have something on your wall that you see something. What I like with an artwork is that you see it, and then 6 months, 12 months, 5 years later, you see something new in it.
Yeah.
There's something... Yeah. It hasn't been hidden. It's just you haven't observed it.
Yeah.
That's because people don't look. They look at something, but they don't actually see it.
Knowledge is exactly the same way as what you've explained. When you understand certain things...
Right. So if somebody came along and explained to me that this was a particular banana, there's only 3 of them in the world, and therefore it's being preserved in this particular way, that would make that artwork interesting then.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think that's the case.
But more than 3 bananas.
There's more than 3 bananas in the world. But sometimes you go and you look at a museum, you look at a town, you go around a town. Nobody explains the architecture.
Yeah.
We don't understand architecture as the public, you know. So you walk past a building, and first of all, people don't look up.
Yeah.
So if it's not at eye level, it's not seen. And even in Brentwood, there's a building halfway down Brentwood High Street, and it looks like there's a garden shed stuck on the top. Now, what's the history to that? Who owned the building and then said, we need an extra room on the roof?
Yeah.
And it's obviously just...
A
wooden room. Yeah, but that's okay, because it's an old building. You know, all this sort of thing. There's so much history there.
Yeah.
Now, art and architecture are the same thing. You know, you want a beautifully designed building. But this one on the roof, I'd love to know more of the history of it. But the art... So the more you know, I agree, the more you know about something, the more you appreciate it. But I want to... With the art I handle and I sell, I buy and sell, people come into me and they say, oh, you know, we don't want you to sell me a painting. And I say, no, I don't do that. What I do is, you walk in my door, you look at things. I tell you about it. If then you decide to buy it, that's up to you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to sell it to you. Yeah. I want you to ask me to buy it.
Yeah.
So I'm the opposite of the encyclopedia salesman that comes to your door.
Yeah.
You know, it's there. If you want to buy it, that's fine. But if you don't, I'll still tell you about it because I enjoy having that piece of artwork on my wall.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoy being associated with it and enjoying it.
Yeah.
So I handle artwork. I deal in artwork, but I don't sell artwork.
Hmm. Yeah, it sells itself.
It sells itself. Yeah. So I want people to enjoy it. Now, I don't see how a banana is going to sell itself.
No. Well, it could do if you fancy a banana.
I mean, actually, somebody went on the stand and ate it, didn't they?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and it was a big thing. But, you know, I mean, that really was
a fortune. Yeah.
That really was a stunt.
You know, gaffer taped him up with a picture of his stomach.
If bearing in mind people are going to have their breakfast, it does make you wonder what happened to the banana after it eaten it.
Yeah.
And was that sold by somebody? But, you know, who knows?
Can you gaffer tape that to the wall?
Yeah, but I think the two are the same, really. You know, but we won't go there. But it's about enjoying things.
Yeah.
And I mean, I come on the radio show because I want people to understand that there is really good quality art in my gallery in Brentwood.
Mm.
It doesn't cost a fortune. We start at about £25-35. But they can have something on their wall that they will enjoy. And it's by good artists, you know, Royal Academicians, up-and-coming artists, whatever it happens to be. But the idea is that they enjoy what is on their wall.
Yeah.
I would enjoy being in the room when somebody walks into your house or this billionaire's house or yacht or whatever and says, what on earth is that? And watching the owner then explain or justify,
yeah,
if you like,
yeah, yeah,
spending that sort of money,
yeah,
putting a banana on the wall.
That's right.
When I'm fighting,
can
if you
like, justify
to
that,
raise
that?
To raise hundreds of pounds for an animal sanctuary that's going to in Australia. I mean, how do you equate the two?
Can you justify a banana on the wall, though? It doesn't matter how much it costs, does it? 8p that was.
So much. You
plus
were
gaffer tape.
Yeah, plus, you know, the gaffer tape probably is worth more than that. I don't see how you can justify it. I don't see how you can morally justify it.
It's a lot of money, isn't it? It is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And I don't see... I can... If somebody wants to spend £100,000 on a bottle of wine, you know, there's been stories in the past about city boys doing things like that. It's all stopped now, I'm told, but, you know, like, it's their money. They can do what they like with it.
Hmm.
I get it.
It's normally some
but
age
for a
with
public
a wine.
Museum to
yeah.
do it.
Yeah,
that's a museum that's funded by the public. You know, people put in their 5 cents or their dollar or their $10, whatever it happens to be. You know, people will spend money that they haven't got almost to support a museum.
So what?
And then they spend it on that.
With this banana, do they send you a new banana once every other week?
No.
You just get the one banana.
No, what you've bought is a certificate.
The concept.
And the certificate gives you the intellectual right to put a banana on your wall with a piece of gaffer tape. It doesn't even give you the gaffer tape or the banana. It gives you the right to put it on your wall.
So they don't even give you the gaffer tape?
Don't even give you the gaffer tape. Well, how do you post a piece of gaffer tape through the post? You know, I mean, do you post a roll? Do you post a... You know, I mean,
it's a roll. Knock yourself out.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
Put the wife up there next to it. Go on.
It depends if you're into bondage or not, you know. Anyway, so the whole thing is just a farce.
Yeah, it is. It is a complete farce.
So I want people to have things that they enjoy.
Yeah.
The dividend is the pleasure.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, and we're giving 15% to Australia to this... But you can't just give it to the whole of Australia.
No, it's got to be directed.
So I focused it. So it's going to an animal sanctuary with an unpronounceable name that begins with a W. And it's just a few miles outside Adelaide in South Australia.
Well, John, fascinating to talk to you again, as always. I love hearing your views on life. And we'll see you again this time next month.
I'm not allowed to publish my views on life.